we reach the Buddha land of happiness, solely with the name, the unsurpassed gem, and true and trusting, for those born there follow no other way. Good morning, Dharma friends of the Wide Way radio program. My name is Kazunori Takahashi. I am honored to have this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you. This morning, I would like to deliver my message, sharing my experience with you. I had this experience when I had a guest from Japan a few years ago. He was a minister and came to Hawaii as a guest speaker for the seminar. When he came to Hawaii from Japan, I took him around different places in Hawaii before the seminar started because it was first time for him to come to Hawaii. Needless to say, there are various differences between Hawaii and Japan. Everything was new for him, so different things impressed him. For example, the weather is nice, people are nice and kind, the ocean, sky, and landscape are beautiful. There are different animals and birds. Fortunately, he enjoyed his stay in Hawaii. He told me, "Oh, I want to stay in Hawaii more. You live in a very good place." So, thus, I had this kind of conversation with my guest. Actually, I often hear this kind of comments from different guests, but I tend to take for granted for living in Hawaii, as I have lived here for a long time. However, this conversation reminded me that I am living in a wonderful place. There is the opposite case. I sometimes have a chance to hear about trip to Japan. Some people enjoy traveling in Japan. They share their good experience with me. For example, "Sensei, I really enjoyed my stay in Japan. Food was so delicious. There was no trash in the street, so it was very clean. There were beautiful places. Sensei, you are lucky you were born in Japan." Since I was born and raised in Japan, I am very happy to hear good comments about Japan. Whenever I have this kind of conversation, I remember one thing about Buddhism. As I mentioned, I tend to take for granted for living in Hawaii. Likewise, it would be hard for us to notice the great things surrounding us. In Buddhism, there is a saying, "Don't return empty-handed from a treasure mountain." The treasure means Buddha Dharma. We were born as human beings, then we have many opportunities to listen to the Buddha Dharma. However, we may miss many precious opportunities of listening to it in our lives. Therefore, some Buddhist ministers said, "Don't return empty-handed from a treasure mountain. It is really wasteful or mottainai." To talk about this saying more, I would like to share one story with you. I heard this is a true story about a farmer who lived in Africa a long time ago. He always worked hard on his farm. Then one day, he heard about a millionaire who fortunately found a diamond mine. When he heard it, he was so excited. Then some days after that, he was determined to try to find a diamond mine because he wanted to be a wealthy person. Then he sold his house and property and earned funds for his project. However, unfortunately, he could not find a diamond mine. His funds ran out. After that, he got into difficulty in his life. After he sold his property, another farmer purchased that property. Then in that property, there is one small river near the house. One day, he found a beautiful stone when he was walking along the river. Since the stone looked so nice, he picked it up and displayed it in his living room. One day, his friend visited his house. He was curious to know what kind of stone he displayed. Then the two of them asked the expert to identify the stone. Then they found out it is a diamond. Eventually, his property became a really big diamond mine because there were so many diamonds in the river. This is a story that I heard before. In the story, there are two farmers. At first, the both of them didn't know many diamonds are near the house. Then the first farmer sold the property and went to different places to discover a diamond. Fortunately, the second farmer found the stone, but he didn't know its value at first. However, thanks to the professional advice, he noticed there are so many treasures around him. This story would give us some lesson. It is said that even if we are in a treasure mountain, it would be hard for us to notice that. We tend to think that valuable things are somewhere. We might try to look for it. However, the story teaches us that there are many precious things around us, although it is hard for us to notice. In Jodo Shin Buddhism, it is really important to continue listening to the teaching of Buddhism. We always hear that Amida Buddha is always working for us with his great wisdom and compassion, and he is always thinking about each of us. We have learned this teaching because we had a chance to listen to the teaching of Nembutsu. If we don't have a chance to hear, we never know it, just like the first farmer never noticed diamonds. Also, even if we always listen to the teaching, we tend to forget it because of our busy everyday lives. At the beginning of my message, I read Shinran Shonin's words. I will read it again. We reach the Buddha land of happiness, solely with the name, the unsurpassed gem, and true and trusting, for those born there follow no other way. End quote. In this passage, he said, the name of Amida Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu, is like the unsurpassed gem. However, I think some people may wonder why Namo Amida Butsu is so precious and important. They may think there are many other important things. There is one big reason why Namo Amida Butsu is the greatest treasure. Through listening to the Nembutsu teaching, we would learn that Amida Buddha is always supporting us, although it's hard for us to notice. In addition, we would be aware that this teaching enables us to be aware that each of us is regarded as the greatest treasure by Amida Buddha. Thus, through listening to the Buddha Dharma, we would receive the new viewpoint to our life. Therefore, the Buddha Dharma, the Namo Amida Butsu, is regarded as the precious treasure. And there is a saying, don't return empty-handed from a treasure mountain. And this morning, I have delivered my message through my experience and the story of Diamond Mine. When we have Sunday services at the temple, we always recite the Vandana Tisarana. In English, we say, I go to the Buddha for guidance, I go to the Dharma for guidance, I go to the Sangha for guidance. Then, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are called three treasures. We are surrounded by the three treasures. Let us not forget that we are in the treasure mountain. Then let us live our everyday lives with the teaching of Nembutsu. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Ami Da Butsu.